Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show on Channel
94.1. Here are your news headlines. Well, this should come as no news. Most of them are sleeping, but schools throughout the area are canceled today. Students are probably still tucked, snuggled into their beds.
They're kind of getting a free day off.
Yeah, they are.
But it almost feels, I guess, if you're a kid, a make good for the fact that you already had the day off yesterday.
Yeah, that was cool.
On a day off. King Jr. day, and then a snow day on a day already off feels like oh, man, we're getting
Bummer.
Cheated.
Yeah, totally getting cheated.
So today, you're just stealing from the free day category because It's easy.
OPS said that they haven't had a snow day yet this season. You know, they have those built in. So it's not as if they're, you know, running over. They have it all worked out. But thousands of Nebraska students getting that extra day off from school.
I bet your moms are going haywire.
Oh,
I mean, it's
gosh.
Now a four-day weekend.
Bye.
Yeah. They're home all day.
Stuck at home, running out of Netflix.
Oh, by bedtime last night, I was like, who is ready for bed besides mom? Because mom's ready for bed. Go to bed. So classes have also been called off today for students at UNL, UNO, Creighton. So it's not just the little guys that are getting a freebie.
Well, everybody,
the university students are too.
Would have been extra stir crazy because there was nothing to do with your kids.
No.
There was nowhere to take them yesterday. Everything was closed. The entire city was shut down. I mean, you couldn't find a movie theater. You couldn't find a subway. Sandwich place, everything. There were no open signs.
Baked cookies.
So if you're out on the roads, you had them to yourselves.
Yes. Which, I mean...
Today, now, on the other hand, will be like a spring day.
Yeah, yes. Everyone's going to be out. Everything's open.
I guess a big movie day. Marcus, with their Tuesday special,
$5.
Tuesdays, about that Marcus out on 144th and Maple will be...
Packed. Yeah, because, I mean, a bunch of new movies. Well, I'm trying to think for kids. There's that Monster Trucks that came out this weekend. That was like the new kiddie, like, movie. But, I mean, you still have Sing. You still have Rogue One. You still have all these others that, you know, kids will be like, I'll sit through that again. Omaha Mayor Gene Stothert has a message for home and business owners. Clear your sidewalks. A lot of complaints have come in. They started yesterday about sidewalks that felt... more like ice skating rinks. The mayor emphasized that clearing sidewalks is the responsibility of the homeowners and business owners, not the city. And if you do count on the Metro bus, the services to get back around, operations will be back to normal today. So yesterday it was abbreviated because of those icy conditions. And great news for people flying out in or out of Omaha's Epley Airfield. The big board down there shows all flights back on schedule after almost 24 departures were canceled yesterday. And trash pickup resuming today. Waste management was unable to collect garbage yesterday due to the ice storm. People who usually have their trash collected on Mondays are being asked to set out their garbage for pickup today. I mean, it's a little late, but, you know.
Yeah, just a day.
Everything's just a day off.
Day off. So trash will be collected one day later than normal through Saturday. And I guess the power went out for some 1,500 homes and businesses.
Don't know what it was, but yeah, I saw that as well.
Yeah, 40th and Harney Street, about 1,500 homes and businesses, according to the Omaha Public Power District. There were monitoring the power lines. Utility spokesperson says that ice accumulation on power lines was small, but their largest concerns were falling tree branches and vehicles that ended up hitting poles.
We got lucky.
Yes, we did. We dodged a big ice mess. And investigators are working to find out the cause of a house fire near Bemis Park here in Omaha. The blaze broke out yesterday near 34th and Hawthorne. Crews were able to contain the fire within a few minutes. No one inside the home was hurt. And before you head out the door this morning, make sure to check for closings and delays. While it seems like, you know, the schools are, many businesses are opening late, including the Henry Dorley Zoo. Doors open today at noon. And great news for the Creighton men's basketball team. They moved up one spot to tie for seventh in the Associated Press poll.
You would almost think it was pressure. They turned number 7 going into yesterday's afternoon game.
Yeah.
So the announcement was, ooh, we're the, again, now highest ranked ever from 8 to 7.
Yeah, then we got Watson. He's our man. He got injured yesterday in his knee, so we don't know what's going to happen with that yet.
But a big win regardless.
Yeah,
at Xavier.
Yeah.
McDermott's like, this is one of the biggest wins in the for the program. So 1:30 Saturday at home, Marquette comes to town.
That's going to be a good one. That'll be fun. And Nebraska is
like, this
on
is a final 8 team right now. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. I'm just worried about that Watson being out. You know, but we'll make it. It's nothing.
McDermott
ligament,
was saying
so,
what
yeah.
was a big moment was that the bench
came together,
that they were able to go deep, which is what this is a nice dress rehearsal for what you need to make a run.
Yeah.
Nebraska is on its home floor tomorrow night. They're hosting Ohio State. So they're coming back off of a setback at Michigan on Saturday. But hopefully we can rally back. A Turkish official says the man suspected of the deadly New Year's Day Istanbul nightclub shooting has confessed. Istanbul's governor told reporters today that the 33-year-old man arrested late yesterday admitted killing 39 people and wounding dozens more.
It's sort of hard to keep track of all the things that have happened in Turkey.
I know.
I mean, when you say Turkey terrorists, you're like, well, which one?
Well, especially considering the fact that, I mean, the next headline is the wife of the Orlando nightclub shooter is under arrest in San Francisco's Bay Area. FBI agents arrested her at her home yesterday. You know, she moved after the Orlando incident last year.
I think they had been watching her. So basically they wanted to see, sometimes they don't always pinch somebody. They're like, let's just watch them.
See what she does.
NSA, they probably follow all your phone calls, see if there's any leads. And then they probably figure they got what they're going to get, and they scooped her up.
Get her now.
They're saying she knew.
Yep.
She took him by the nightclub when he was scoping it out.
She's accused of tampering with a witness as well. So in addition to, you know, her saying that she didn't know and probably did know, you know, he's responsible for the death of 49 people, wounded more than 50 others.
What was that place called? Pulse?
Pulse. This was last June. It was, you know, it's billed as Central Florida's leading gay nightclub. So he'd been casing it for a while.
Now, who's the new leading gay nightclub?
I don't know. I have not heard who has taken the place of Pulse. There are reports that General Motors plans to put $1 billion into its U.S. plants in the coming years. The investment by the nation's largest automaker could create more than 1,000 new jobs. An announcement on the plans could come as early as today. President-elect Donald Trump recently called out GM for building cars in Mexico and selling them in the U.S. Trump threatened to slap the company with, quote, big border tax if it didn't start making more cars here in the U.S.
I love it if it's real.
Border tax, huh?
Yep. We'll see if
I mean, it's all timing. You know, we're a capitalist nation. Corporations, understandably, can try and make a profit. You know, they play the game. They go overseas. But
Cheaper.
But there's ebbs and flows as a country. I kind of like this trend.
Yes.
Bring it back home.
Of kind of leaning on companies.
Yes.
I mean, you can be like, this ain't Russia. But I mean, I like the timing to say
made in America again.
We've given away too many jobs. I mean, how long can you sustain letting all your jobs go overseas?
I mean, look where we're at.
And then we
now
buy all of our stuff that is made overseas. So every time you purchase something at Walmart, you're killing the middle class. You're killing yourself.
Do you ever? I mean, but like as a consumer, do you try to like is buying American a priority?
The
you
problem know, like, is it's like impossible to do. The problem is right now it's impossible. It's not really fair to blame the consumer.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not blaming. I'm merely asking, like, just like,
do we buy American?
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's one of those
most
things.
People
like,
don't.
Do you know? Do
I
you
mean, because you don't even know when you look at the label.
No.
You can look at the label and it says made in
Tulsa,
but it was still made in China and shipped over.
They'll say assembled in the U.S.
They do a little end around. Mm-hmm. So it's going to take a cultural shift of genuinely bringing industry back. I mean, you look at these giant provinces in China. They're the old school. They're the 50s and 60s America where it's a middle class that makes things. They go to the factory. You know, we're taking an impoverished agrarian community and turning them into industrial. They make all the stuff we used to make.
Yeah.
I mean, we're giving them their middle class.
You bet we are.
Which,
yeah,
I mean,
we're
I got nothing against the Chinese people. But that sort of, you know, the way that the government, you know, is able to kind of play the game against the United States is, I think, unsustainable for Americans. So that will have to be the push. We all have to be able to try and have options to buy things.
Yes.
That are made here, do you think?
Made in America, you bet. That's why we're at where we're at right now.
Will we be able to continue to buy the things at Walmart when none of us have jobs?
No, that's depressing.
Well, it's just the reality.
Yeah, well.
Oscar nominations are going digital. From now on, the Academy is going to replace early morning news conference that we're used to announce the nominations with produced videos that will be streaming live. This year's nominations will be unveiled next Tuesday, January 24th.
So we don't have to wake up actors and have them.
Exactly. They'll just already have.
Before noon?
Actors will have to be woken to find out they got nominated, but no, we won't have to have those like dreary, like, blurry-eyed actors like, okay, now I'm going to announce who's got best picture. God, it's so early. The last man to set foot on the moon has passed away. NASA announced yesterday that Gene Cernan died. He was 82 years old. He was the commander of the Apollo 17 in 1972, which ended up being the last lunar mission and one of the final Apollo flights.
I think it's weird, though. He's the last man to walk on the moon, but it was only us that walked on the moon.
Yeah.
I mean, even China's landed stuff on the
But they never walked.
Russia's landed stuff on the moon. No one's ever walked.
Why haven't we? I don't know. I just feel like
I mean, no other countries.
I know.
I think that they would have wanted to
land on the moon and walk.
We must have known, despite how cool the footage looks, that people are like, it's boring.
It's like walking through a desert.
It's like looking at people's pictures of like Mount Rushmore. Ooh, was it nice? No, nah, it's pretty boring.
That's a good point. You know, let's not share those anymore.
But we did it.
Last guy. So he was the last
man
to walk on the moon.
Last real man.
He's the last living. Is he the last living man to walk on the moon?
I don't believe so.
He was the last man to walk on the moon. I don't think he's the last living man. Like, I think there's still another.
There is another.
As if to quote Yoda. I think there is one more.
You think?
You've got Google, by all means.
We all do, so let's not think.
Okay. Don't think. Kidding. Don't ever think.
I guess.
Think.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
All right, so it would appear that you could spend your first date naked. Undressing a stranger can lead to love. There are Australians that are part of a news series, a television reality series that are doing just that, stripping off, jumping into bed on the first date to find out what they've got as far as chemistry goes. In the new reality dating show called Undressed, the matched up couples must undress each other down to their underwear on their first meeting. And then they have to spend 30 minutes in bed asking a series of personal questions. It all appears on a large screen in front of them. The social experiment pairs two strangers together, but put them in a room furnished only with a bed and a TV and gets them to undress. And then I guess the series is described as the most diverse dating show to hit Australia. I don't know how diverse usually dating shows are on Australia.
Well, if you're willing to go on a dating show
that's
on television, it's wide open, right?
Right.
What's the difference?
So at the end of the date, each person's given a choice. You can stick around. You like what you see, you like what you hear, or sorry, not sorry. Undressed will air weekly. It started yesterday down in Australia. So I guess
will love find a way.
Will it?
I don't know.
Naked.
I couldn't have a conversation with a stranger completely naked, but I guess it'd be no different than really wearing a bikini or a bathing suit, right?
It looks like they're just like they're not naked. They're like down to their under type of deals. Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I mean, last night was the first episode. I guess we'll have to find out whether or not people really do stick around. I mean, talk about letting your guard down. I mean, that would definitely be, I think you probably do count on your clothes to hide a certain amount of you.
Damn right.
Everything. People get naked on first dates all the time. They don't think anything about it.
Yeah, but I mean, I think.
I mean, people walk out the door not knowing the other person. Hours later, have no problem getting naked.
Well, usually there's a lot of alcohol between the first meeting.
No camera.
Exactly. It's not going to be televised. That always helps.
Omaha's number one hit music station. Waking up laughing every morning. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Big Party Morning Show.
All right, so we're talking the news how the last man to step on the moon, to do the walk on the moon, died.
Yes.
Gene Cernan is his name. God, what a story. They do have that show on Netflix called Last Man on the Moon, but it's a great documentary. Everyone should probably watch that.
If you like space stuff, The Last Man on the Moon. In fact, I sent a text to Clayton Anderson when I watched it. I'm like, that thing is amazing.
Did he respond?
He goes, I went to the premiere with Gene.
Did he?
He goes, I sat next to Gene at the premiere. I was awesome.
You're like, sorry.
Telling an astronaut, like, have you seen this documentary?
He's like, yeah, I was there.
Stop texting me.
Yeah, I wish I never would have given this guy my number. Whatever when astronauts used to mean something.
But it's pretty cool because it's old school of the guys that had the right stuff. So Gene Cernan was a fighter pilot and was a carrier
He's
pilot.
A man.
And he was tells fine. The story of they hired the first eight or first six, whatever. There were like famous original astronauts that were working on the space program after Kennedy said, well, I got to go out to the moon. And he wanted to be an astronaut too, but he was like, you know, I'm going to be late to the party. By the time I get there, they will have done all the cool stuff. But he wanted to be an astronaut. And then he says he gets the phone call from somebody and they said, okay, we need more astronauts. You're the guy. We want you to fly to like Houston and check into a hotel under this assumed name.
Okay.
Don't tell anyone. So he says he flies to the Houston, checks into a hotel or wherever it was where the tryouts were. Thinks he's James Bond, goes down to the lobby bar, and it is full
of all these
guys. The top fighter pilots like, in the country, like 50 guys, and they've all checked in under the same name.
See, that's funny. That's like Top Gun stuff.
Well, it was a pretty quick turnaround. I mean, like these missions, the Apollo 11 through Apollo 17, like the whole Apollo series.
Yeah.
I mean, that was only within 3 years, not even.
It's amazing. And then it stops.
That was the deal.
We went to the moon. That was the beautiful thing is that Kennedy goes, we're going to go to the moon because it's there.
Yeah.
He quoted the Hillary comment, what was his name? Sir Hillary, the guy who climbed Everest. They said, why did you climb Mount Everest? He said, because it's there. He goes, not because it's easy, because it's hard. And all the scientists were like, we have no idea how to go to the moon. So that was a bold thing to do.
Check this out.
So we threw a ton of money at it. So each Apollo mission was to go in space and see if the spaceship doesn't blow up.
Okay.
Come back to Earth. Go in space, see if you can walk
in space.
So
one step at a time.
Everything was testing. So Cernan was lucky to be able to make it in time to do three missions in space, set up the other guys that originally landed on the moon, and then be the last guy to go back.
It was really funny how they break it down, because I guess, you know, each mission they had those EVAs, extra vehicular activities.
Yeah.
And so even though he was the first guy out, he was the second person back in. So that's why he's considered the last person to have walked in the moon, because two guys got out, this Harrison Schmitt and Gene Cernan. And so he's like, after you, Harrison. And so Harrison went in first, and then Eugene went in second. So that's
why. Well, he's got a quote. We hear Neil Armstrong's, big step for mankind. That says he's stepping on. But Gene made a statement. People don't hear about it.
He
made the last words on the moon.
Whoa.
What did he say?
He says, as I take man's last step from the surface back home for some time to come, but we believe not too long into the future, I'd like to say what I believe history will record, that America's challenge of today has forged man's destiny of tomorrow.
Holy smokes. I would never be able to say something
like
that.
And he said, Godspeed, the crew of Apollo 17.
Oh, wow.
We wonder, I'm sure they rehearsed all
that. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, don't you think you're like at home? It's almost like working on a wedding toast. You're like, I got to work on this.
And then before he left, he had put TDC, his initials of his 9-year-old daughter at the time, I guess, into the ground. Into the dust.
It's still there.
It's all still there. He had hoped and imagined someone that someday in the future will walk on the moon and see that and wonder, I wonder who that was that left that here.
Graffiti.
Thank God Americans can't go there as tourists because if you leave trash, it doesn't move. There's no wind.
Nope. No.
There's no rain to wash it away.
We would destroy it.
Pop cups and...
I it's like fun going down the rabbit hole of all this stuff.
Yeah.
So the oldest person to walk on the moon was astronaut Alan Shepard. He was 47 years old.
Oh, wow.
You know, because you think of these guys as like young little hotshots, you know, like going up in these missions and you're like 47.
No, but they needed.
But a lot of them were like close to 40. Yeah.
And you needed that experience and you needed guys that had faced a ton of adversity so they wouldn't freak out. I mean, that's these stories they tell us that the scientists back at NASA would be reading their vitals and thinking, I would be freaking out. It looks like his vitals are freaking out. His heart rate is through the, you know,
roof. It's a different kind of man.
But their voice is steady. And they're out there doing something they've never done before, but they're just getting through it.
Yeah, so there are imagine. Wow.
Still six men living that have had the honor of walking on the moon. There were 12 in total, but now we only have, with the loss of Gene, six remaining.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a weird thing as we get away from it, as like history gets longer from the last time we went to the moon, of you would think generations of kids to think, well, that just must not be important. We don't go there anymore. Like, why did we ever go? Doesn't it? I mean,
yeah,
it's not really celebrated as much.
No, it's not. I don't know why we don't go back and do one more check with, you know, technology and times now.
Expense.
You know?
Remember, Bush wanted to do it. Bush threw it out there. He's like, hey, let's go to the moon. And it went nowhere. People were like, yeah, good luck with that. And then we got rid of NASA.
Yeah, NASA.
It's budgetary. You know, when we went to the moon, the amount of money that we spent was.
Oh, just an astronomical, yeah.
No, we've never, budgets have never been anywhere close to that.
Wow. Yeah.
Last it was also man, during the Cold War, and some of that, you remember, some of the space race was also hiding for, yeah, we're also building missiles to shoot at Russia.
Yes.
Satellites. Oh,
yeah.
By the way, while you're up there doing whatever, do you mind dropping off some satellites while you're on there?
This is the Big Party Morning Show. Streaming worldwide. Listen online 24-7. Log on now. Channel.
941.com. Holly, what's going on?
Lady Gaga getting ready for her big Super Bowl halftime show as the NFL prepares to find out which teams are going to be facing off. We do know that the entertainment will be Lady Gaga. I guess she Instagrammed yesterday that she has constructed a dance floor in her backyard so that she can practice for the upcoming Super Bowl halftime gig.
She has a dance yard.
Dance yard, y'all.
Just a waste of money. You don't need to dance somewhere. Like
a pool outside.
Right.
She's got a stage or a dance yard.
She's like, why would you waste it on a pool when you can build? I mean, it's big. It's this.
Just don't hear people talking about that. I've always dreamed of a backyard dance floor. Maybe like if you're a Canadian kid, like a backyard hockey rink.
Yeah.
Backyard pool. Backyard basketball court. Maybe guys' backyard chipping range, a little golf. Not sure. Dance floor.
No, don't hear that often. You're right. So I guess she shared a little video snippet on Instagram. Shows her and her dancers posing in front of a big white tent. And it said, Super Bowl rehearsal is so fun. They build a tent in her backyard, dance floor to practice. So February 5th, it's going to be Houston, Texas. Whether or not, I don't know who's going to be performing. Competing. We know who's performing.
Yeah.
Competing in Super Bowl 50.
Has Lady Gaga ever done the Super Bowl, even like as, you know, sometimes there's a headliner and then they add like five or six different.
They jump in.
I feel
has
like
she ever
she
been
has,
there?
But I don't think so. This is her first deal. There's probably all this pressure, you know, all the other people that have gone on and so I don't know.
Ginger Spice could be one Ed Sheeran. He stopped by a radio show in the UK of Emma Baby Spice. You know, she's got, I guess, a deal. And the former girl group member decided to join forces for an impromptu performance with Ed Sheeran of the Spice Girls hit Goodbye. It's pretty painful to listen to. But I guess he was like, hey, I could be Ginger Spice. I mean, he is redhead. If he could squeeze into that, into her costume. There you go.
He probably can. Now, didn't he drop all that weight?
Yeah, I know. He said, if you can get me in the Union Jack dress, I'll try and squeeze in it. So he's willing to put himself out there, be a good sport. Margot Robbie is transforming herself in order to play former figure skater Tanya Harding. It's an upcoming film called I, Tanya.
That's really being nice to Tanya.
But I guess.
I mean, who's going to play Nancy?
I don't know. You got to see what she looks like. I mean, Margot Robbie is pretty unrecognizable.
I loved how the other night, two nights ago, when we had the Icemageddon.
Yes.
The different Twitter feeds, one of the big ones is Mean Streets Omaha.
Mm-hmm.
They were breaking down street conditions as either Nancy Kerrigan or Tanya Harding.
Oh.
Like if it was Tanya Harding, it was bad.
Right. That would
turned out to be mainly a Nancy Kerrigan event.
Well,
It's interesting. You got to see the photo that they posted of Margot Robbie. You know, she gets in costume.
Really?
And she, I mean, I love Margot Robbie. It's like not an up close photo. I mean, it's from a distance, but she's got, I mean, I don't know if they have her.
I mean, Tanya Hardy never looked that good, but I guess that's movies.
So we had
Tanya Harding in the studio. Now it was the far end.
She was boxing, right?
It was when she was boxing. She was really thick and she punched my hand.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She was,
she was here in town for a boxing event that she didn't even box in. It was just they had her sign an autographs.
I think she was going to get into boxing or something like of that nature.
Margot Robbie to Tanya Harding is sort of like Matthew McConaughey when they like to put him in movies and make him bald. Like mm-hmm. in that new movie Gold.
Yeah.
You try and make him fat and bald, but you're like,
why couldn't they find
him?
I mean, it seems like it'd be a lot of work to make that Margot Robbie thing happen. So why wouldn't you just look for someone who's a little bit more closer?
Maybe she wanted to stretch. You know, that's the thing. These beautiful actresses, when they want to get taken seriously, they like to look like regular people. Don't you remember? Like,
so she'll get an Academy Award.
You know what I mean? They're like, oh my God.
Like, oh my God, she dumbed it down and played Tanya Harding.
Looked just like a regular person.
You never go full on Tanya Harding.
No.
Be farting in the tub.
Honestly, I mean, you look at like Charlize Theron, you know, where she went like all with Monster. They're like, she didn't wear makeup. She was so brave. It's like, are you crazy? Are you? That's just called being a person. That's not being brave. That's just called living a day
so,
in the life.
So when is that movie coming out?
I don't have a release date on it.
You think
they're
filming
it
now.
A lot of interest in that. What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, I guess it depends on which way they're going to. What they're taking on it. They just started production.
Yeah.
I, Tanya. Margot Robbie, I didn't really know that they were even making. I guess it's going to bring back the life Harding, bring back to life Harding's 1994 attack of rival skater Nancy Kerrigan.
Yeah.
So obviously her ex-husband, that Jeff Galooly.
What a dirtbag that guy was.
And the bodyguard hired as hitman and everything. I mean, God
can you remember that?
So poorly executed.
There's a documentary out there, and it was either, I think it might still be on Netflix, but one of the main reporters is a gal named Ann Schatz, who came from the Omaha market.
Okay.
And she's now regarded as one of the first female sports anchors.
Oh, really? Okay.
In the country. I mean, like Wikipedia credits her as being one of the first where a TV station had a female sports anchor, and it was Omaha, Nebraska. Hmm. Ann Schatz. And then I believe she moved to Portland. So she's the main in the documentary. She's the main gal they go to as a reporter who covered the Nancy Kerrigan, Tanya Harding deal, because I believe it was Portland, Oregon, and it's where they all were training. That was the biggest story in the world. So if people aren't familiar, it's what put ice skating kind of on the map.
Yeah.
It was always popular and people followed it. But right before the Olympics,
Tanya wanted to be the
starter.
This
girl, Tanya Harding, wanted to move ahead to make the Olympics, and she needed to get Nancy Kerrigan out of the way. So she had her boyfriend hit her on the knee with a pipe.
Yeah.
After practice.
So yeah. She was coming off the ice, came in the back, and all of a sudden you're
and it didn't
screaming.
Work.
No.
Like Nancy Kerrigan was okay. And then Tanya Harding goes to nationals and still makes the Olympic team. So they're like, how awkward is this? The one girl took a pipe to the other girl's knee, allegedly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then they went to the Olympics with the whole world. It was the only sport everybody followed at the Olympics.
Yeah, they didn't. Neither one did well. Nancy Kerrigan, like, didn't even. I think she got bronze. It was a big story for America, but then, like, when they got and they skated, and probably a lot of it was mind games. They probably had their minds on other things.
I think Nancy still did pretty good, though, because with all eyes on her, she still stuck her moves. She might have got beaten by a Russian. But Tanya didn't. She fell all over the...
Everybody. Yeah. She did what everybody wanted her to do.
Yeah, everybody was
fail.
Rooting, yeah. hating so. On her.
You know.
KQCH Omaha. KQCH HD1 Omaha. Channel 94.1. Channel 94.1. Omaha's number one hit music station.